Well, we're now about to be joined by, not particularly tired manager. Tom, you took a break this afternoon.
Yeah.
On the touchline for first 90 minutes, really, to watch the players in a top flight game. What are you, obviously very impressed with the points, but what are your overall thoughts on the performance? And
I thought we were poor first half, to be honest. I thought we defended quite well. We kept the shape, but on the ball, we didn't string five passes together, which was something we spoke about at half time. Again, looked a little bit tired for me. We've played a lot of games and we've got a small squad, and that's gonna be the only negative of that. But we've dug deep. When they got the red card, it's given everybody a little bit of a boost. The fans seem to come alive a little bit as well. But to be fair, credit to them, they've played well with 10, and we've got a little bit lucky today, if I'm honest.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I think Joe Guest on the left-hand side was very instrumental for them for large parts of that first 40 minutes, and then with the red card, it's going to be a big setback. It's like losing, you know, one of your most influential players. But you go in at half-time and you've identified those problems on the pitch. What have you said to them at half-time? What's the message going forward in that second 45?
Just that we've got to be confident. We've got to go and want to get on the ball. We looked a little bit shy of it the first half. Probably in that little area between the midfield and the attackers, it was a little bit bare, so we needed Kieran to get on the ball. Did a little bit more when they first came out for the second half. We just got to tell them how good they are. Sometimes they just don't believe how good they actually are, and they've stuck at it, to be fair to them, and we've got the points. That's the main thing today.
How difficult was it getting them prepared? You know, they've had a few long journeys, long trips, so yep, they'll be tired. You know, they're working, they're playing, they're training, but then also coming off the end of a defeat in the week, how's the preparation? How's it been around the training?
Had a good session on Thursday again. Not as intense as we would do if we hadn't played on the Tuesday night. The lads, again, I can't credit them enough. They've put some great sessions on Tom and Jack. It's really enjoyable, and the lads seem to enjoy it. We give a couple of lads a night off who'd played a lot. We've just got to literally wrap the boys in cotton wool, because we've had a couple of knocks today as well. So hopefully we'll assess it on Tuesday and go again. But we've got to start controlling games a little bit better. We can do that here sometimes, and we haven't done today. To be fair, I thought Curzon were a lot better than us in the first half. So I've got to give them credit, but points are on the board, and I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I think the great thing is the honesty is there. And I think when we speak to John Flanagan later on, I think he'll be upset with the fact that in the first 45 they did have the better of the game. They were more compact. They knew where each other were with the ball, and they were making use of the ball. We said in commentary we were a little bit too disjointed as a team.
We
were playing our balls. They were like more 25-yard balls rather than 10-yard balls.
Yeah, we've started going a little bit longer than we usually do. We do a lot of possession stuff in training and keeping the ball on the floor, and we didn't do that. We've pumped the ball up to Connor and Linney, and that's not their game either.
No.
We told Connor and Linney they both got to come a little bit shorter to get the ball and join in, because they probably didn't do that as much as they should have done the first half. But yeah, again, it's just something we've got to learn from. The points are the main thing today. But they've done well. They've dug in, they've grafted in, they've got the points.
From your perspective, it's your first time on the dugout for the full 90 minutes.
Yeah.
What was the reason behind that? Was it down to tiredness? Was it down to, you know, you thought maybe a different selection process? Because obviously it's hard to drop yourself as a manager, but you know, you've done that today. But yep, what are the reasons for it?
No, I've got to be honest with myself. I spoke to Linney and Connor. Us three have been playing up there. I spoke to them at Blythe away and just said, look, this is what I'm wanting to do for the next three games. We all look tired. We're all getting little niggles. Linney's missed a couple of training sessions. So we decided that we'd play a different front two for each of the game, and that's what we've done, and it was my turn to set out today. And to be honest, I felt heavy in the warm-up as well, so for me not to have to come on today was a good thing, really.
So that's what I can gather from what you're saying there, you're putting a plan in place 2 or 3 weeks in advance of what you'd like to do going forward if everyone stays fit. So you're not just thinking match by match, you're actually now preparing for an entire month in advance of games.
I'm literally just trying to be as honest with the lads as possible and tell them why I'm doing things and the reasons for it, and they've all been absolutely brilliant. So Connor and Linney were more than happy with that, and hopefully we'll go again on next week, and we'll see what happens in this week in training.
And in regards to the game itself, obviously, you know, 5 minutes into the second half, we get that break. Some great good work from Kieran down the right-hand side. Keepers are maybe a little bit impetuous and comes out. But I think I think we'd probably know, and they probably thought, well, from the quarter, that angle, if he goes past me and round me, he's going to basically probably do a Johan Cruyff chip into the top corner anyway.
I thought he was going to do that, to be fair, yeah.
Well, because you go to that angle, didn't you, thinking he's going to just chip it straight in.
Yeah.
Keeper brings him down. We've just spoken to Steve Irwin, obviously, goal scoring, you know, the 12 yards.
Yep.
The player to come on and score a goal like that.
Yep.
And that really settled the team, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, yeah. Yeah, definitely, yeah. I never doubt Steven from there, to be fair. But that's what we need Kieran Glynn doing more. He had a quiet first half, but that's what he's the best at. I don't think there's a better player in the league to get on the ball and drive with it, and he creates so many problems. You just don't know where he's going with it.
Luckily he does.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting you say silly boy.
We're just about to say.
This one's not bothered me. It's the one in the little corner.
We saw you. What you actually when he came off, you stood in, didn't you? And you pointed to.
Yeah.
That's where you've been sent off because of that.
Yeah. Of course
not because of the challenge.
Of course it is.
And it is infuriating. I mean, and you know, I don't want to blame referees, but the referee today was poor for both teams. I thought he made some very strange decisions because there were three decisions that should have been exactly the same with kicking the ball away and shooting after the whistle had gone and the rest of the referee but decided. I mean, and again, Kieran's got to learn very quickly. As soon as you're on his radar, you've just been booked for maybe impetuousness. He's looking to book you again.
Yeah, of course he is.
He's going to be disappointed, but you know, the second goal, that's a goal of beauty, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're there watching it rather than chasing it down.
Yeah, they're the ones I like then when they get put on a plate for you. Great run and great ball from Terrell, to be fair. We've asked him to come on and just drop in a little bit shorter so that once Kieran did get sent off to still be in this little hole here, but then go and join in as well with Connor when he can. And it's a great ball out there for him to get onto, and then a great ball into the box, and Connor's just got to get on the end of it. That's what goal scorers do.
And against a team really that we knew had goals in them, they brought Wharton on, they brought Sam Madeley on, and they went for it really.
Yeah,
we've got to congratulate. I thought especially Baird and Husey tonight had tremendous games in the back. Corbett coming on the left hand side working, and to be honest, once Danny. We saw some great runs in the first half and throughout the game, but he again caught out in possession or out in the wrong part of the pitch on many occasions. But once he went back into that left back position, we thought he was excellent, didn't we?
I thought Danny had a good game today. To be fair, his pace and power is great, and he's come back in. Obviously, he's been out for a long time, so to throw him in the mix and play three games on the bounce, it's going to be tricky for him. But he's done well. His energy and his pace is brilliant.
Well, listen, as always, you know, we at this stage of the season, you talk about the fact that every game is one game away from not being relegated. Another 3 points, are they up to 12th position?
Yep.
You can afford to a degree have a quieter week in training and then have an intense training session on the Thursday with another game on Saturday coming.
Yeah, try not to overpower them on a Thursday night because it's only, what is it, 40 hours from the kickoff. So you've just got to be careful of that.
Do it on the Tuesday instead then.
Yeah, we tend to do more physical work on the Tuesday and more tactical and shape stuff on the Thursday night. But they come round quick, and some of the lads do need a rest, to be fair to them. So we'll look at that and we'll assess that. Some of them might end up in the gym just doing a light recovery session with Sam. Some that need it will be out there working hard.
One quick question before you go is, obviously you've got a good bunch of lads there. Everyone wants to play.
Yep.
How do you approach it? I remember being with Brendan Rodgers when he was at... he was at Swansea, and we had an LMA meeting with him, and he said the way he dealt with his players was rather than everyone waiting on Saturday to anticipate if they'd be playing or not, he'd let them know in advance, maybe Thursday night after training or Friday, let them know, and then those players that weren't playing could maybe say, hey, come to the game or have some family time. How do you go? Do you wait till a Saturday?
Yeah, it's funny you said that, actually, because I spoke to Jonesy at Kiddy on Tuesday night, and I apologise for not telling him, because he's been thrown out the deep end, he's not played for a few games. And we threw him straight in there in a tough game. He's not had a chance to mentally prepare. So I learned from that today, and I text Sam last night and told him that he would be playing, so to prepare right. Trying to do similar things. I just try to be honest with the lads and let them know as soon as possible. Yeah.
I think that's testament to you, really, and I think it's a great way of doing things that players aren't going to figure. They know in advance, they can prepare, they can come and watch the team, or you know, if they need to do a little bit more training
of course, yeah.
A great way of doing things. Well, listen, another great result for FC this evening.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time.
No problem.
And as always, we'll be in contact next week, and have a nice week, and we'll see you next Saturday.
I'll do my best. Thanks again, guys. Cheers.